Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with the lovely Melissa Burke coming live from her car, which is exciting. I am actually in a hotel room, so that's also exciting. Melissa is an owner of, or not an owner, I believe the owner of Polish Cleaning in Montana. She started this thing March 2017. We're recording April 2021. So we got 4 years, it feels like, coming under our belt. She has mostly residential, a little commercial. Cleaning Nation, raise your hand out there if you can feel this. She's got employees, but still finds herself in the field all day, every day, doing everything. And we are going to see if we can't make her life and your lives a little better in the next 20 minutes. Did I miss anything or make anything up, Melissa?
That sounds spot on.
To be fair, I didn't cheat. I asked you all these things and just repeated them. It correct, would be correct. Weird if I just made up a completely different situation. All right, what's going on in your world that I can help you? What's the one specific question you've got that I can deep dive with you and hopefully give you and Cleaning Nation some value?
So it was just me for a couple of years, and then I realized I needed help. So now I have employees,
like mentally, which is great. Or emotionally, or when you say you needed help, I'm assuming like psychological, like medication, or what are you talking about?
To clean houses, to clean everything and get done faster. Instead of me spending 5 hours in each house, we could be out of there in 2 hours and get to more houses. And I couldn't say no. I couldn't say no to everybody that was calling and looking for cleaners. So I was just, anyway, I was overloaded. I got help, but now I feel like, how do I step out? How do I not be at every single place? I'm at every single place. I just can't make myself not go because I don't know that there's the quality will be there. It's like, I don't trust that I've trained everybody properly enough to check things and make sure nothing's missed if I'm not there.
So, excellent question. I promise you there are lots of viewers and listeners out there that are like, yes, that is my question. Thank you, Melissa, for hooking me up. So let me give a kind of, we'll give a quick background to some of the folks that aren't quite where you are to help them, as opposed to maybe taking 2 or 3 years to go from cleaning all the time to not, help them kind of skip some of that. And then we'll talk through how to get you from where you're at to the next step. So sure. Super common. So many owners of cleaning companies are accidental entrepreneurs, right? We didn't, some set out to be entrepreneurs, but a lot of us are like, I had a friend that cleaned and I started helping her and then she quit and now it's just me, or just some weird, you know, situation. But right. We started with this mindset of, I will clean, I love cleaning and I like money, so I'll clean crap and get money and things will be great. Some people 3.5 months in go, this is not great. I do not like cleaning so much. It's, I can only be in one place at one time. And no matter what I charge, if I stop cleaning and God forbid, go on a vacation, get sick, have kids, then I don't get paid. Like we start seeing the kind of the holes in that plan. But oftentimes because we see ourselves, so it's a huge identity thing, is a cleaner, or in your case, probably the best cleaner, the only cleaner in the world that can do what Melissa does. We'll talk about that in a second. Melissa's laughing. She's like, damn it, he nailed me. We've been on the phone. We've been talking for 2 minutes and he already called me out. Because we have that self-identity, it can take forever to make a transition from cleaner to manager of cleaners to owner of a company. And again, we have the tools and processes, but as long as that identity is, I am Melissa, my superpower, my magic is the ability to clean better than anybody else. It's going to be really hard to help you make that. And again, we'll walk through it, but I just want to tell you and everyone out there, the identity mindset's the big one, right? A lot of y'all have read the book, The E-Myth by Michael Gerber. And he talks about how if you're a mechanic, you're like, I'm working for a crazy person. I'll quit and I'm the best mechanic out there. I'm a better mechanic than my boss. I'll just go do that. The problem is we're quitting a mechanic's job that we're good at to own a business that is that serves cars, and we don't realize they're completely different job descriptions, right? Hiring and firing and building culture and systems and processes and billing and pricing and all that stuff is a completely different skill set, right? And we're like, we're good at cleaning, therefore we'll be good at owning a cleaning company. And it's like, superficially, it sounds, of course, obviously, but you think about it for 3.5 seconds, you're like, that's the craziest, stupidest thing I've ever heard, right? And then we quit our psychotic boss, and now we got this psychotic boss that's a crazy person we live with. It's us, right? So, okay. So for all of you folks that are there, I don't want any of you to think, well, it took Melissa 2 years and I've been only doing this for 6 months, so I got to wait. There's no waiting, right? It's really when you decide. And for some people, it's so funny. Some people will be in a month or two and they're like, this is ridiculous. I'm not doing this anymore. I gotta change. Fine. Some people, often it takes a year to three. That's probably 70% of folks, which is where Melissa's at. And sadly, we get people that have been doing it for decades that are like, I've been cleaning for the same family for 20 years and now my body's not able to do it. And I thought there'd be some loyalty, but they don't give two craps. You know, they're firing me to get sent. It's heartbreaking, right? So for all of y'all out there, there is no magical time. The time you decide, I am going to stop identifying myself as the best cleaner in Libby, Montana for the lovely Melissa, or Phoenix, Arizona for Mike or whatever, and move to, I'm going to be the best owner. It changes everything, right? Because we start asking better questions. So the beautiful thing about these Melissas, they're recorded, so you can go back and hear your questions. I have to be there. I can't talk myself out. I have to be on every job. These are all beliefs of someone who has an identity of being the best cleaner in the world and hiring dumb people that aren't smart enough to clean on their own, that they need the glorious Melissa to make it work. It's funny. When we talk about identity, I've never smoked cigarettes. So if someone says, would you like a cigarette? It's not like I have to think about it or go, I don't know. It's just my identity is like, no, I don't smoke, right? I'm not judging. I'm just saying people, they're smokers and there's non-smokers. I've never been a smoker. So I don't have to go through the math of, you know, whatever it is. If I did smoke and I wanted to quit, the first thing I would have to do is move my identity from a guy who smokes to a guy who doesn't smoke. As long as I believe I'm a guy who smokes and loves cigarettes, but has to stand strong and say no every time someone offers him one or they're available, that's going to be a tough road to hoe. I'm constantly going to be fighting myself. I just need to move to, oh no, I don't smoke. And then it's a zero for me, right? You can offer me 10 cigarettes a day. I'm like, no, I don't smoke. They're gross. So it's the same thing. We have to move from I'm the best cleaner in the world to, oh no, I'm an owner. I don't clean. I own a business. They're completely different, right? All right, before we move on to kind of the tacticals of it, any thoughts, questions, rude remarks, feedback, pushback, fears on moving Melissa from I'm the best cleaner in the world and that's the value I bring to the world to I own a company that helps save people time and make people's lives better and makes them happy. Any fears around, or any, of course there's fears. What comes up in your heart when I say that?
Well, I think like what you're saying is definitely how I felt for a long time. And it's not that I think I am the best. I just don't think that I know how to properly train someone. I'm struggling with training them. I feel like the last few gals that I've had, they have a lot of questions. Like they're constantly asking me questions, like what to do about this and that. And I'm just kind of baffled that it's not common sense to just try this. I mean, we don't have a bunch of harsh chemicals. There's only a few things that you could possibly even try. So I feel like I have to be there to be answering questions and making sure that they know what they're doing, because I don't know how to train them to feel like I can just let them go.
So there's so much packed into that. And typically there's two big pieces that are holding you back. One is the belief of, I don't know how to train people. And two is the belief that I'm going to get to really meddling now, Melissa. So now it's happening. Luckily, okay, we're a couple states away, so she can't punch me right here. More often the belief is my customers want me and I have a special clean, a special way of doing it. And I can't duplicate my special way to any other human, which when we start serves our ego, right? Which is great, makes us feel good. I've got this thing and it's Melissa and it feels great depending on who you are.
It doesn't. until it doesn't anymore, which it doesn't.
That's a great, thank you. I was going to say, depending on who you are, the time frame, but Melissa nailed it. Doesn't matter who you are. It feels great until it doesn't. And let me give you spoiler alert looking ahead. So I promise we're going to come back to this, Melissa, but let's say we do get you out of cleaning, which we help folks do every day, all this. That's why we're here. The next thing is then we start being in the office and doing payroll and ordering supplies and dealing with customer complaints. Well, hold on, it's okay. And then we think we're the only ones that can solve that problem. And then we just created a new prison for ourselves, right? So the first prison is I'm the only one that can clean. And then we train people and like, well, I'm the only one that can, I don't have to clean. I just have to be here and watch them clean every minute, which is almost as bad now I can be free to do all the working on the business stuff, which is certainly better than working in the business. But then we just have the beliefs that you're the only one that has to do that. And we have to hold those person's hands. So the cool thing is we want to break your beliefs, Cleaning Nation, as well as Melissa, of I have to do payroll, set the schedule, haul rags, clean something, inspect the cleaning, all of it. Let's not break one belief and then let's not break out of one prison and walk into the next. Let's just get out of prison forever. Okay.
Please help me.
I want to give you a hug. You're so sweet, Melissa. You help. And I've been there. I so have been there. So, okay. The first thing we need to do is kind of shift from our customers don't need me. And let me give a perfect example. So I've been doing this podcast for 5-6 years now. And at the beginning, it was just me. And I have a following and people like me. And I had a belief of I've got to do the podcast. If it's not me, they won't do it. Guess what? We've hired a team. Tracy's on the podcast. Jackson's on the podcast. I've got better, smarter people than me on the podcast all the time. And did you guys riot and throw sticks at me? No. Nobody seemed to care at all. They just, a little bit of a hurt to my ego. Like I thought they wanted me. Right. Turns out all y'all want is just to grow your damn cleaning companies and you don't give two craps who does it, right? So and again, there are a small subset of people like, oh, I just like Mike and I just want to get to know Mike. But that's not really my client, right? For the people like, oh, you know, I would love to have dinner with Mike or get to know him. It's like, great, can I help you grow your cleaning company? I suppose, but I really just want to hang out with Mike. Like, A, that's a small percentage, and B, they're not my client, right? I have enough friends and I don't mind being friends with, you know, Clean Nation, but there's a lot of people who can be friends. There's very few people that, you know, we have a whole, so it's okay. So the first thing we got to do is move from Melissa going, well, my clients will, and again, I'm a personality where they talk to and hear and really get to know me one-on-one. And hopefully, you know your clients and all that, but when you're cleaning, you're just a cleaner, right? So first we got to move from my clients need me, they're going to revolt, they're going to freak out, to my clients just want to feel good when they come home. They just want to save some time. They just want to be able to focus on their marriage or their kids or themselves. And it's okay, right? So the first thing is we got to change our belief from I'm the only one that can do this. Then we kind of go, fine, any other people can clean, but my clients will freak out because they love me. We got to go, maybe they do love me and maybe they'll freak out, but that's okay, right? You didn't sign up for Melissa's best friend services. You signed up for Melissa's clean, right? So we got to be okay with that. And by the way, if you still want to go see your clients, it's okay, right? It's not like I never do the podcast. I'm doing a podcast right now. But if I want to take a week off from it, it's fine. I've got good people and you guys don't care and the people love doing it. It's all fine. So first we change our mentality about the magic that we bring to the cleaning. And then that's okay. Our emotions will fight with us going, okay, fine. Maybe other people can clean with it, but no one can be you. They need you. They want you. Remember Mike and go, for those of you that have been listening for a long time, go at the beginning, if Mike said, hey, there's gonna be other people doing the podcast, I would have been, you know, I'd have been pissed and go, but now that it is, I don't care. They're great. Sometimes I can use a break from Mike. He's a pain in the ass. I like hearing from the team. You'll have the exact same thing, right? Third is go, you can still talk to them, right? It's not that you can't call them. It's not that when your cleaners are out there, you can't come encourage them and say hi. But the need to be there is a problem. So that's kind of the progression. Once we agree our cleaning's not magic, the next thing we need to do is really get to know our customers. So what we think, and here's the problem, because we have these beliefs of what we want and we put those onto our customers, but most of us don't have cleaning services. So our customers' wants and needs and what we want and need aren't typically the same thing, right? So we pretend because we want this, they want that. And here's what we want. I'm OCD. I want the most cleaning, everything perfect and blah, 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 blah. And we assume, and the problem is our customers tell us that's what they want because no one's taught them how to buy. Right. So again, if I asked you guys, what do you want? They'd go, oh, I want Mike to fly out and sit and hold hands with me and build my business for a month. And it's like, I'm sure you do. But A, I can only do that with one person at one time. B, it would be exorbitantly expensive. And C, we have a system and a process that works. And I know what you really need. So I'm like, I know what you want, but I'm going to give you what you need. Most of the times your clients, and there might be some OCD people that are crazy, like I need every little thing. Fine. I wouldn't take those guys as a client anyway. And if I did, I'd charge them so much. It's like, fine. If you want me to be that ridiculous, I can do it. What they typically want is I want to save time. I want to save stress, right? When I see my daughter on the floor playing and there's dog hair everywhere, or God forbid on my bed, like my stupid house, it grosses me out, right? There's specific results that they want, and we can get that. Like, perfect example, we have cleaners at our house that I don't think listen to the show, believe it or not. And they're constantly like pulling all of our sofa cushions off and cleaning in there. And it's great. I appreciate it. But it takes them, like, there's like four people and we have a kind of big house, but it's not, you know, absorbent. Four people, like 3 hours. It's like a 12-hour clean. They could do it in half the time. We'd be just as happy. You know, probably it's a little annoying, actually. They're super nice people, but I'm trying to work. You know how it is when people are in your house, you don't love it, right? So we have this belief that they want us to be there 100 hours and it's got to be this, and blah, blah, blah. And sometimes they believe that, but.
You're right. I got to tell you this real quick.
You can always interrupt me to tell me I'm right or smart.
Okay. No, you're not wrong.
I agree with me. Go ahead.
But there's something that just recently, like last week, happened that, to touch on that point of them thinking that we need to be there longer. And I had one of my gals was sick and I ended up just going and cleaning this guy's house. And instead of it taking us the hour and a half that it takes two of us to do, I was there for 3 hours or 3.5 hours or something. And he's like, man, I don't know why, but it really feels like my house got clean today, because I was there for so long, but the same things got done.
Exactly. And that's up to us. Trust me, people are nuts. the guy talking included, by the way. It's up to us to teach them how to get clarity on what they really want, right? Because if we ask commercial or residential, what do you want? You're going to get some version of the most clean for the least money, right?
Yeah.
But we know, or we should know, and that's a lot of what we teach. If you don't know, listen to more of the podcast, will help you. They really want things like, I want, oh, okay. So the most clean, the least amount of time, or the most clean for the least amount of money, right? Okay. So insurance isn't important, right? If our people are just out of prison, if they come tattooed and in wife beaters and with their children, that's all fine because the children can help clean. You'll get more clean and children we can do for free. That's less money. And they'll go, oh God, no, I don't want that. You go, oh, okay. So insurance is important and jail free is important and uniforms are important and standard operating procedures is important. And if someone steals something, you don't have to call me and fight it out. You want to have an insurance cover. So it is, see what I'm saying? You just have to help them understand. And they go, I need Melissa. I need the owner. She's the only one for me. Okay. So if you're looking for a cleaning lady, that's one thing. But what if the cleaning lady gets sick or can't come in or goes on vacation? And if they're like, I don't care, I just need Melissa, that's okay. They're not your client, right? There are people who are like, I just need mine. I don't care about your systems, your processes, your team. I just want you. That's okay. I don't offer that. We're not a good fit. Most of our clients might want that, but once they teach them, what is it you really want? Well, I want my company to grow and I want freedom and I want my spouse to support. They want all the stuff. I'm like, okay, if I can get you that without you ever talking to me, would you rather you and me have dinner and you get none of it? Or would you rather you get all of it and never meet me? Like, oh, I want you. No offense, Mike. I like you, but you're not that great. Your clients are the exact same way, right? It feels better to hear, no, you, Melissa, I just want you. I just want you. But when we really think it through, they really want a result in their life. And we may have erroneously helped them believe that you are the only way to get that result because we believe that. So they believe it. And we just have to disconnect that and go, I'm moving from being a cleaning lady to having a cleaning team. If they don't get the result that we've talked about, talk to me. We'll make sure we fix it. But if they get the result that we talk about, and if you really just like, I can't do it, that's okay. I have two rates, right? So I always say my day rate, especially after getting a plane, is $25,000 a day. So I don't think it's a good deal. I would rather just have someone go through our program. It's a way better results and it's 9 weeks as opposed to one day. But some people, I need Mike. Okay, it's $25,000. And if we only get two or three of those a year, okie dokie, I didn't want to sell them anyway. So same with you. You could be like, it's $250 a month for the cleaning. I want you to do it, Melissa. Oh, I only take a few clients. It's really expensive. I don't recommend it. That's $1,000 a month. Well, I'm not going to pay. That's crazy. Yeah, I wouldn't either. I would use my team. They're as good or better than I am. But if you want, some people just want the owner, and it's a supply and demand thing. There's only so much Melissa. And if I'm cleaning your house, I can't run my company. So it's $1,000 a month. Well, that's a scam. That's too much. I would agree. That's why I'm encouraging you not to take it. Like, it's okay.
Yes.
So if you have to do it, just charge enough where either A, they won't take it, or if they will, you're like, all right, well, for that, you know, that's $300 an hour. I'll do that, or whatever the case is. So what I want you all to see, Cleaning Nation, is Melissa, and you're such a, I wish I could say we put you up to this or something. She's literally just part of Cleaning Nation and came to us, but we couldn't have planned it better. This is a perfect mindset of what you guys are fearing. And hopefully you saw at the beginning, and we're going to talk about this for a little, but she came with a lot of, how do I have a training manual and standard operating procedures? And what, how do I write it down? How do I train my people? Because again, that's what she thought was a problem. Having done this a few thousand times, we know the problem was her belief around who she was, what her customers demanded, what her people were able. So if we don't get that fixed, I could wave a magic wand, give you the perfect training procedures. It will do zero good. So just if you're like, why are you focusing so much on her beliefs? Because that has everything to do with it, right? Like if I give you the perfect quitting smoking plan that works all the time, but you have an identity as a smoker, it's not going to do any good. First, we have to transition Melissa from, I do not smoke, therefore cigarettes aren't interesting to me. As long as you're a smoker trying to fight it, I can help you fight it longer. But at some point, you're going to have a cigarette. From what I hear about, they're somewhat addicting, right? So same thing with this ownership stuff, right? As long as you believe you're a cleaner and the best cleaner, your clients will only tolerate you, we can fight it for a minute. But at the end of the day, you're going to do it. So when I had my car dealership, ask me how many brake jobs I did.
How many brake jobs?
I'm so glad you asked, Melissa. That's a good question. Zero, because I don't know how. But also in my mind is an identity. I'm not a mechanic. There's nothing wrong with mechanics. We hired mechanics. And if a mechanic didn't show up, I didn't go, well, I guess I'll just have to get, you know, let me get on YouTube and figure out how to do a brake job. I'd be like, sir, I know we told you it's done tomorrow, but it's going to be the next day or whatever the case would be. Right? I'd sort it out, right? So kind of our biggest weakness is we know how to clean, right? So like you said, someone didn't show up, so I felt like I had to go. An owner response would be, well, if they didn't show up, I guess it's just gonna get clean today, right? And I'll call the client and say, I'm sorry, someone quit. Obviously we won't charge you for this cleaning. As a matter of fact, it's on us. We'll be out there Friday as opposed to today. No charge for the cleaning, and we're gonna do a couple extra bonuses as well. And you're like, oh, that's gonna cost money. Yeah, you know what costs money? Melissa being in the daggum field, right? If the CEO of Southwest Airlines flies a plane, I don't know what pilots get, $100 an hour maybe. He's like, I'm saving $100 an hour. Well, who's running the damn company, right?
Right.
And if every time a pilot didn't show or they didn't have a system, the CEO marched in and flew the plane, the company would be running to the ground, right? Because he'd always constantly be flying planes. So at some point you just got to go, I don't clean at all, period. I make a standard. So that's all the mindset stuff. Let me give you a couple tactical things, but if you don't have the mindset stuff, it's not going to work at all. So tactically, most people, and by the way, if you're like, I would like help with this because we can only do so much one-to-many coaching in 20 minutes, growmycleaningcompany.com. We've got an on-demand masterclass that's amazing. We've got 600 podcasts, all sorts of, we've got coaches that can help you. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com kind of for an in-depth with you. I'm going to do the best I can with Melissa in the time that we have. So the first thing is most people think it is about cleaning skills. It is not. It's about core values. So I would be the worst cleaner ever. I am. I'm terrible. I don't clean anything. We pay people for that. But my core values are have fun, make money, be real, and help out. So let's say you had similar core values and you attracted me as a cleaner. Even though my cleaning ability sucks, I like having fun. So the people are going to enjoy having me in the house. You're going to enjoy having me on the team. Whoever I'm working with, I love working with Mike. It's a good start, even though I can't clean. Make money. I know you're not going to pay me if I don't do the job that you tell me to do, right? So I'm going to figure out how to do it. Even though I suck at cleaning, I'll figure it out because I'm interested and I want to make money. And I know the company won't make money. And if I'm at a commercial building, I know they're not going to make money if, you know, and even at a residence, I'm assuming the people that do it are doctors or lawyers or someone that, you know what I'm saying? They can't make money doing what they do. So if I want to make money, I'm going to do a good job. Help out. How can I be a help out to my teammate if I suck at cleaning, right? That I'm going to be the opposite of helping out. And be real. So I'm never going to say, Melissa, you can trust me. You send me this house, I'm going to do a good job. And I do a shitty job because that's not being real. So if I'm a core values match and a terrible cleaner, you can train me up just fine, right? But if I'm not a core values match, I'm the best cleaner in the world, but I'm a pain in the ass to deal with and I don't feel like working all the time, and I know how to clean, but I don't want to clean, and you have to hold my hand and pat my head, make sure I feel loved and special. For those of you that are listening, not watching, Melissa's just like, oh, her whole face is like, oh my gosh, that's it. So the problem is we're hiring people. So if Melissa is have fun, make money, be real, help out, and I'm none of those things, again, it's an identity thing. You can be like, Mike, why don't you help your freaking partner? They always complain that you're lazy. I'm not a helper outer, right? That's not who I am. So Melissa can beg, she can yell, she can threaten, she can give me more money, she can give me less money, she can do whatever she wants. At the end of the day, I'm not going to help out. That's not who I am. And it's very frustrating for her to try and beat me into that mold. And it's very frustrating for me to try and be beaten into mold I ain't, right? It would make more sense for her to go, Mike, let's just part friends, buddy. Like, there is a place where your values and what you have to bring to the world will love and you'll fit great. It ain't here, dude, right? So we stop looking for great cleaners and start looking for good core values matches who are willing to clean. That's a big one. Second, we are going to trust our people. So when you got the right core values match that aren't great cleaners, you got to break some eggs. So the best way to do the best cleaning forever and ever, amen, is for Melissa to just get in there and do it. And as long as you're comfortable serving 5 to 10 people a week, and that's it, then you can do that. But if you'd ever like to transform the lives of 10, 20, 30, 50 people a week, and God forbid, have some time and money freedom, you're going to have to do that. And even if everyone's 70% as good as you, Melissa, but you can hire 100 of them, you can still, I don't know the math, but 100 times 70% is 7 million percent or whatever. You doing one thing, still just that 100%, right? So it doesn't work. And when it comes to making money, guys, gals, I talk about I'll ask you, I'll bet you get it first guess, Melissa. Who's the most profitable? Who makes the most money selling hamburgers in the whole wide world?
McDonald's.
Who's the best hamburger in the whole wide world? It's got to be McDonald's, right? Because they're the best, they're the richest. Not even close. They're probably the worst hamburger, right? Like, they're awful. So, but they get that. They're like, we won't make the best burger. We'll make a real daggum consistent burger, right? And it doesn't sound like it. It's much more complex. Trying to be like, we got 37 things on the menu. There's 100 ingredients. We've got fire going on here. We've got health codes for them to train up some $9 an hour, huh? Whatever. On that system, so much easier than what we got going, right? And the only way they did it is they made mistakes. They trained and someone got a crappy burger back in the 70s or whatever. They're working this out and they had to sort it. So we have to give ourselves permission to be like, we're not looking for perfection. We're going to tell our people, hey, we're not perfect. You stick with us long enough, we're going to screw something up. Good thing is, if we were perfect, you couldn't afford us. So it's going to work out just fine. But we'll make you whole. We'll make it right. Something screws up, we'll fix it. It's okay. So you got to give yourself permission to hire based on core values, not on skill, to stay out of the way. And if someone quits, gets mad, whatever, that might be the cost of going from cleaner to business owner. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. Right. I've lost clients. Well, I fired them, I guess, because they were so upset that I was bringing someone with me, just that I had someone helping me to get in and out of their house faster. I ended up having to never go back there because of that. So
totally okay. It's okay for you to be like, I'm the owner of this business, and this isn't a cleaning job. It's a business. And half the world doesn't use Apple, and Apple's still one of the more, I think it's the most valuable company on the planet. So we can make money with a lot of people going, I don't want, blah, blah. Okay, that's okay. You're not my client. All right, guys, gals, Clean Nation, if this has been helpful, you're like, oh my gosh, you are my people, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. There's a free Facebook group. I think there's 15,000 owners. We have coaches. We have podcasts. We've got a free masterclass. That's probably the best 40 minutes we've got all put together. Growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. See you there. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.